This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. More than 500 Chicagoans gathered on the Northwest Side this weekend to discuss how President-elect Donald Trump's policies may affect Chicagoans once he is sworn into office. The community meeting was hosted by a coalition of local elected officials and community groups. Alderperson Carlos Ramirez Rosa of the 35th Ward says his constituents are fearful of Trump's anti-LGBTQ plus rhetoric and his pledge to deport undocumented people.
Trump is promising mass deportations on day one, on January 20th, when he takes office again. And that's a very frightening thing for our residents, for our community. I mean, we're talking about entire neighborhoods being emptied out. We're talking about a very harmful impact to our economy.
Rosa and other elected officials at the meeting say they plan to use strategies that worked during Trump's previous presidency to protect people who they believe may be at risk. That includes forming community support groups. A study from the University of Georgia examines the distance between crisis pregnancy centers and abortion providers in Illinois. Crisis pregnancy centers are often Christian-based nonprofits that offer services like ultrasounds and STI testing, but not abortion. Public health professor Andrea Swartzen-Druber led the study. She says the study shows the need for clear messaging on what CPCs offer.
The entire state may benefit from more awareness about what the centers are, what their goals are, that they pose risk, that they don't adhere to medical and ethical practice standards.
The study found the state's median distance between a CPC and an abortion provider was about 2 miles. A new report says Illinois attracted more corporate projects during its last fiscal year. The group Intersect Illinois counted 440 projects that the state attracted, up 15% over the prior year. Intersect Illinois was created as somewhat of a marketing arm to help businesses understand why they might want to relocate or expand here. The group says the projects announced over the last year total more than $12 billion in investment and could create nearly 13,000 jobs, but not all at once. Goshen, for example, is a Chinese battery maker that chose Manteno for its $2 billion battery plant. But it's going to take some time to ramp up production. Intersect Illinois says most of the investment came from the electric vehicle and energy sectors. Manufacturing and agribusiness followed close behind. Environmentalists are pushing back on a plan for Northwest Indiana to become a major player in developing so-called clean hydrogen. The Biden administration last year awarded up to $1 billion to develop the Midwest Hydrogen Hub that will include BP's Whiting, Indiana refinery, just outside of Chicago. From there, the hydrogen will be used as an alternative to fossil fuels in heavy industry and transportation. But local environmentalists like Susan Thomas say the technology is unproven and could harm communities of color.
Our stance on this is that it is a total false solution that is putting environmental justice communities even at more risk.
They rallied in East Chicago over the weekend. The governors of Indiana, Illinois, and Michigan support the hydrogen hub, along with Argonne National Lab and several universities. Some more things you should know today. Funeral services for Chicago police officer Enrique Martinez will be held this morning at St. Rita of Casha in the Ashburn neighborhood. Hundreds of people gathered for Martinez's wake yesterday in southwest suburban Oaklawn. Martinez was shot and killed along with another man during a traffic stop earlier this month. The man charged with shooting them is in custody. The COVID-19 virus may have the surprising ability to shrink some tumors, and this discovery might pave the way for new cancer treatments. That research took place at Northwestern Medicine. It was prompted by the discovery that some cancer patients with severe COVID-19 infections saw a temporary regression of their cancer. The researchers found that the RNA within the COVID virus triggers the development of a unique immune cell that can fight cancer. More than 50 contestants turned out in a Chicago park to compete in a look-alike contest to portray actor Jeremy Allen White, star of the Chicago-based television series The Bear. Beyond the renown of being named White's unofficial body double, the winner walked away with $50 and a pack of cigarettes in recognition of the puff-prone character White plays in the FX series streaming on Hulu, Carmen Carmi Burzato. He is an award-winning chef from the glittery world of fine dining who returns to Chicago to captain his family's sandwich shop. As hundreds cheered, the prize went to a 37-year-old mental health therapist. Today's weather, the high will be 58 degrees and it will rain. There could even be thunder possible this evening. Then tomorrow, we're expecting cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain, and the high should reach the low 60s. That's it for the rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you find it. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.